Maureen Dillon Teasdale for the Cube 88.9 FM, and today I'm going to be talking with Tanya Cortez. Now, Tanya is one of the senior science teachers at Alexander Galt Regional High School, and today she's going to be talking to us about a project that she and some other staff members did to honor this year's graduating students.
Good morning.
Now, recently you did a project at Galt.
I guess we call it a tribute to the class of 2020, our Golden Pipers.
Okay, so tell us a bit about the project and your part in the project, Tanya.
We felt a little disappointed that our grads couldn't celebrate their prom and their grad at the end of June. And, you know, it's a big milestone for any student, and it's big for parents as well. So I got a message from one of our secretaries. She saw an article that there was a school in Florida that one of the principals just posted pictures of their grads along their driveway of their school. Mind you, they only had 30. So I took a look at that, and I thought it was a fabulous idea, only that we have 158 students. So I kind of got in contact with a couple of my other colleagues, Kyle Martel, Steve Walker, and Renee Gauthier, and Ms. McCourt was on board for this whole project. It took about 2 weeks to plan and get all our materials. It took us many hours to be outside and get them posted. We had pretty strong winds out in the field, so it made our work outside a little bit difficult one evening, but we got it done in about several hours, maybe 6 or 7 hours. We were outside at night trying to get them up for it to be a surprise for the students, staff, parents, and especially the grads.
Okay, and it was a wonderful project, too. It even made national news, which is fantastic.
Yes, it was.
How did you keep your social distancing with this project?
We wore our masks. When we were doing our initial planning, it was all through Zoom. Mm-hmm. So we didn't really have any contact with each other, but when we were putting stuff out together, we were outside, we were wearing our masks, and we tried as much as possible to keep our distance, but I mean, we were all in quarantine for 2 months, so mm-hmm. we were pretty safe.
Okay. Now, the project, I would imagine that there was quite a bit of money for the wood, enlarging the photographs. Where did the money come from?
That I am not aware of.
Okay.
I do not know. I was involved with the planning. I was not involved in the budgeting aspect.
Okay. What were some of the reactions from the students and the parents?
A lot of tears of happiness. Pretty much a lot of tears. Very grateful that, you know, we hadn't forgotten them. Teachers, a lot of tears as well. So it was just something unexpected for a lot of them, but they really took it to heart because, I mean, it's been a tough 2 months without being able to see their friends. Some of us probably miss some as teachers, but, I mean, it's been difficult for them. So there was a lot of tears, but mostly very thankful.
Okay, and I imagine a lot of pictures were taken, too, with iPhones and smartphones.
Yeah, I saw a few on Facebook, very proud parents taking pictures of their kids.
Okay. Now, do the students get to keep the pictures after, or how does that work?
Eventually they will. We haven't gotten that far yet.
Okay. Is it still on display?
I believe so.
Okay.
But I haven't been at school since last week.
Okay. Now, Tanya, do you have anything else to add, or do you have a message you'd like to get out to the graduating students?
I just don't want them to lose hope. I mean, they will get their grad eventually. I mean, we have pushed it till Thanksgiving weekend. I just don't want them to lose hope. They will get their grad. We do appreciate all the work that they have put in these 5 years of high school, and we do want to recognize their achievements and their progress so they will not be forgotten, our Golden Pipers. And we do miss them, and we hope to, you know, see them in a couple months wearing their beautiful gowns and their tucks, you know, showing them off for us.
Okay, it's a great message. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Tanya?
Well, I mean, it wouldn't be possible with all the help we got. I mean, yes, it was 4 staff members, but I mean, without Ms. McCourt providing the funding and the initiative from our secretaries, Christina Russo and Franz Longchamp, this wouldn't have been possible if they wouldn't have had an eye open for this. So, I mean, it was a group effort.
Okay, definitely a wonderful effort, too, and we thank you and wish you all the best in the future and stay safe.
Thank you very much. You as well.
Thank you.
Have a good day.
Bye.
Bye.